Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no safety bar, just whooshing from joy to anger to frustration in the blink of an eye? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can learn to ride that emotional wave with a little more grace and control. And today, we're diving into some seriously awesome mindfulness exercises that can help you become the captain of your own emotional ship. You know, mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting, Om. It's about being present, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. Our emotions are like notifications popping up on our inner phone screen. Mindfulness is learning to acknowledge those notifications, understand them, and choose how we respond instead of just reacting impulsively. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind, I promise. First off, deep breathing is your secret weapon. Seriously, when you're feeling overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. It sounds simple, but it literally shifts your entire state of being. It calms your nervous system, reduces stress hormones, and helps you feel more grounded. Second, body scan meditation is your friend. This one involves bringing your attention to different parts of your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure, without judgment. You're essentially checking in with yourself physically, which can help you become more aware of how stress manifests in your body. Think tension in your shoulders, a clenched jaw, or butterflies in your stomach. Third, mindful walking is a game changer. Instead of just going through the motions, really pay attention to the sensations of each step, your feet hitting the ground, the movement of your legs, the feeling of the breeze on your skin. It's a simple way to bring awareness into everyday activities and create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Fourth, journaling is like therapy for your soul. When you're feeling particularly emotional, take a few minutes to write down your thoughts and feelings without censoring yourself. Just let it all out. It can be incredibly cathartic and help you process what's going on inside. Think of it as having a conversation with yourself, but in writing. And lastly, gratitude is a superpower. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, shifts your focus away from negativity and cultivates a more positive outlook. Try keeping a gratitude journal where you write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. You might be surprised how much it changes your perspective. Okay, so imagine this. You're having a stressful day at work. Deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and your inbox feels like it's overflowing with fiery emails. You feel that familiar tension building in your shoulders, a knot in your stomach, and the urge to just scream into the void. But wait, you remember our mindfulness magic. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. You scan your body, noticing the tightness in your shoulders and the clenching in your jaw. Then, you take a mindful walk around the office, paying attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground and the gentle sway of your arms. You stop for a moment to simply appreciate the sunlight streaming through the window, reminding yourself that even amidst chaos, there are still moments of beauty. And guess what? You feel calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle the rest of the day with grace and resilience. Remember, folks, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with more awareness, intention, and compassion for yourself. So, take a deep breath, embrace these exercises, and start reclaiming your emotional power today. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who could benefit from it. Let's build a community of mindful warriors together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode packed with tools to level up your mental game. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.